For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The fiasco continues to unfold on the Gulf Coast following the attack by Hurricane Katrina and the flood that enveloped the city of New Orleans. Thanks to the good folks at Indy Media, we do have this report from Louisiana. And this is the mayor of that proud city, Mr. Ray Nagin.
You know, God is looking down on all this. And if they are not doing everything in their power to save people, they are going to pay the price. Because every day that we delay, people are dying. And they're dying by the hundreds, I'm willing to bet you. We're getting reports and calls that is breaking my heart from people saying, I've been in my attic. I can't take it anymore. The water is up to my neck. I don't think I can hold out. And that's happening as we speak. And they're feeding the public a line of bull, and it's spinning, and people are dying down here. But we called for martial law when we realized that the looting was getting out of control, and we redirected all of our police officers back to patrolling the streets. And I am telling you right now, they're showing all these reports of people looting and doing all that weird stuff, and they are doing that. But people are desperate, and they're trying to find food and water, the majority of them. Most people are looking to try and survive. Drugs flowed in and out of New Orleans and the surrounding metropolitan area so freely it was scary to me. And that's why we were having an escalation in murders. People don't want to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it. You had drug addicts that are now walking around this city looking for a fix. And that's the reason why they were breaking in hospitals and drug stores. They're looking for something to take the edge off of their Jones, if you will. And right now, they don't have anything to take the edge off. And they probably found guns. So what you're seeing is drug-starving, crazy addicts, drug addicts, that are wreaking havoc. And we don't have the manpower to adequately deal with it. We can only target certain sections of the city and form a perimeter around them and hope to God that we're not overrun.
I think the mayor is spot on in every regard, except for trying to demonize and blame this on people who might be in need of a fix. Alcoholics, psychotics, violent career criminals, trained in hatred in the prisons of the USA, and the very desperate are not even mentioned as the culprit to blame in New Orleans. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.